You know, they say don't work with children, animals, or Irish rock stars.
Or Irish rock stars.
Pick
okay.
Up, guys. Here we go. It's
we kind of concocted the character together, myself and Julie. At first I thought, you know, I could do more local to home, more like Dublin or Manchester or something like that. But she wanted him to be true to the time and the period, West Coast, sort of part of that beat fraternity. We had Neil Cassidy. And I knew Timothy Leary, as it happens. I never saw Neil Cassidy, but I studied film of him and the way he worked. And he kind of, this film of him, he's kind of, it's almost like he wanted to be a rock star, you know? And he has all these kind of jerky moves, a lot of self-confidence, always plays with the women in the room. And so I thought, oh, that's interesting.
Step.
Well,
is it
you
one,
should,
two,
no,
then
you
step?
Should be, no, stepping. Step, step. Okay. You should pick up your steps.
All right.
One, two, I don't know how you do that.
These songs were the zeitgeist of a particular era in the 60s, a time of change, a kind of renaissance of popular culture and popular uprising, really. Equality was on the move, and there was a war happening. People didn't understand the war. Why are we fighting? Why are our sons and daughters coming home in body bags? Well, it's not exactly the same, but it's analogous to what's going on today. This is a time of change, the start of the 21st century. You know, we're into a digital era, information age, but yet it's hard to get to information, funnily enough. People are a little spooked. And the war in Iraq means that these songs that were written in the Vietnam era have an extra resonance.